Curators Gary Garls and Sarah Roberts discuss René Magritte's painting, Personal Values.
He originally painted it to go to his gallery in New York, and his dealer rejected it, saying it made him feel depressed, made him feel ill, made him feel sick. And Magritte said, well, that's what a good painting should do. And we've become so accustomed to it that you sometimes have to step back and look at it in a fresh way and realize that the walls have been erased and you're in a room perhaps hovering way up in the sky. I mean, we've gotten used now to plane travel and we look out the window and see a sky like this, you know, on a regular basis. But in 1952, this would have been a very unsettling perspective. The comb is propped up against that sky, so it implies that there is something solid there. So is it a wallpaper? Is it a painting, a mural inside a room? So that illusion of suspension begins to be thrown into doubt. And of course, then the issue of scale. You've got a huge goblet, a very small bed, an enormous comb. All the relationships are off kilter.
When I stand and look at this painting for a while, I always come down to that match. There's this, you know, shocking pink, chalky looking match with this kind of lurid yellow tip on it, lying in the middle of this gorgeously painted room around it. The match could go off at any minute, and all, you know, the room might go up in flames, you never know.
The more time you spend with it, the more complicated, mysterious, and unsettling it really does become.